USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising a nationwide crackdown on MS-13 gang leaders. The president saying they've been taken out by the thousands.
This is probably the meanest, worst gang anywhere in the world, the MS-13 group. And a big dent is put in them. It took place over the last few days and really over the last year. Heavy focus on MS-13. They're an evil group of people. They're sick. They're deranged. And we're taking care of it.
Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt announces he's tested positive for COVID-19.
I personally get tested periodically throughout this whole thing and got tested yesterday for COVID-19, and the results came back positive. So I feel fine.
Stitt is now in isolation from his family. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A win for the pro-life movement, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues.
Former White House physician Ronnie Jackson is one step closer to winning a seat in Congress. Jackson was the winner of the House GOP primary runoff in Texas's 13th congressional district. As far as why Jackson's running, he tells Fox News,
I just got into this race because I'm just disgusted with what's going on in our country, and I think a lot of folks are. I've been frustrated for a long time about the lack of support that the president has. He needs some folks in there that are going to get in there, they're going to have his back, they're going to help him with his Keep America Great, America First agenda.
President Trump did call and congratulate Jackson as well. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Promising news regarding a coronavirus vaccine, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly two dozen possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world.
The city of Seattle is hiring social justice advocates to staff its administrative offices, and unlike private sector jobs, these positions aren't subject to the city's new tax on six-figure salaries. Library administrators, public utility employees, and city auditors are just some of the positions Seattle is hiring for that have prerequisites of advancing racial and social justice equality, according to the city's job postings. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.